What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Thursday, the 9th of April. It's the day before Good Friday. It's the day before Easter weekend. We've got a weekend off. It's not going to be much difference because you can't go anywhere. But at least the roads are going to be empty because Easter weekend, the roads are usually jam-fucking packed. I've been stuck on the motorway for 5 hours on Good Friday once. And I wasn't going anywhere special. And it was a crash. And I was caught in no man's land. It was a nightmare. So, at least the roads are going to be empty, but none of us are going to be able to see. It's like that petrol thing yesterday. You get all the cheap petrol you want at the minute, but you ain't going to get a chance to use it. You could stock up, just fill your fucking car up now and then use it, you know, if you're smart and you got spare cash. I've never got spare cash, so I'm fucking hand to mouth, you know. Rob Peter to pay Paul. Somebody comes in. If you're listening... Peter owes me some money. When I get it, I'll hand it over. Just got to keep my mouth shut. What was I going to say? Yeah, I'm tired. It's been sunny. It's very sunny today. Very warm. It's been beautiful. I've been out for a walk. I've done my hours exercise. People, I can't fucking get away from people though. People still haven't got a fucking Scooby-Doo about social distancing. Some people. I've just done a fucking Pac-Man route. I was going to do a square down there, along there, up there, around there. But because people kept getting in my way, I kept taking detours and going fucking this way and that way. I was Pac-Maning away from each other, from people. And I ended up doing a fucking Grand Prix route. It doesn't matter, it's all exercise, it was okay, but just people are really pissing me off at the moment. So I'm going to become a recluse after all this, I tell you. I think, fuck it, I'm not going back out into public life again. I'm fucking sick of it. I've really got used to this. I'm getting, what's it called, institutionalised. And I'll tell you what, I've had to stay. I was tired today. I nearly had naps today, but I fucking forced myself not to because I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep. I had another weird dream. And I'll tell you what, it's just, I told you, going crazy, cabin fever. I had a dream and I got up in the middle and I wrote it down because I thought, I'm never going to remember that. So I'm going to tell you, I hate people telling me dreams. Because it always just sounds like a right load of shit. Sounds brilliant to them. Anyway, I'm going to tell you, I was in New York and I was being pickpocketed by a woman and I caught her doing it. So I fucking started wrestling with her and the compadre is trying to join in. And I dragged her away from the compadre. I had her in a headlock and I dragged her off and I was going to take her to the police. She nearly took all my money. And anyway, I couldn't find any police and I was dragging her around looking for the police. Couldn't find any police. And I ended up taking a sightseeing with me. But still in a headlock. So I was up all, I just saw myself in like, what's it called? Looking at the Statue of Liberty and up the Empire State Building. Everywhere I went, I had this woman still with me because I thought I'd do the sightseeing and then I'll take her to the police station. And next thing you know, I was in one of those Hill Street Blues type police stations, you know, really fucking New York police station, but it's all really busy and all prostitutes are coming in and out and drug dealers and all that kind of stuff. Crazy fucking ass place. And I still had this woman in the headlock. So it was crazy. But some of you are probably going now, oh, that's abuse. Abuse to women. But it's not because she's imaginary. I imagined her. So it's not abuse to women. And she fucking nearly nicked all my imaginary money and my imaginary passport. I'd have been fucked if I was in New York with none of that. Because it was actually in the days of like, you know, the Bronx days. It was like that. I was even in time. I was in the 70s. So it was rough time. So luckily I woke up anyway. I was saved again by needing the toilet. So who knew that having a piss could be the unlikely hero like that? Because, you know, some of them dreams can get a bit fucking funky and you can give somebody a heart attack. Who knows what I'd have come up against in that dream. Anyway, let's move on. That's that. And I was going to say, yeah, there's a postman cheering people up by going around dressing up as a postman. He's going around... not dressing up as a postman. He is a postman. He's dressing up as a postbox. He's dressed like... It just looks like a postbox, but it's a rubber one. Something like that. That's probably, he'd probably use that at some swingers party, like some, like, you know, last minute invite to a fancy dress swingers party, and he'd be like, fuck it, all I've got is this postbox uniform. Can I use that? Yeah, just cut a hole out for your dick and maybe somebody can, like, you know, you can create something at the last minute. I've always gone to fancy dress parties with a fucking random shittest costume out of the lot because I just make it up because I never had one. Anyhow, that's another story. But and I wonder how many dogs and that have come up and had a piss up his leg because they think he is a real post box. That could happen, couldn't it? I bet he got halfway round his round because the post bin, they're like, what's it called? They're non-stop. Oh, bollocks. I've got to pause it. They're clapping outside for the NHS. Give me 5 minutes. I'll be right back. Watch out. Balls. Forgot all about that. Anyway, I got a couple of claps off. It's only right. All my neighbours were outdoor. I could hear them all. They was all clapping. I shouldn't have let you listen to it, actually. It was all it's very, very emotional. Anyway, let's move on. So the postman, he's got his uniform. He's got his post box. I bet he got halfway around that round and he thought, fuck you now, because he's been hot today and yesterday. I bet he was sweating. But anyway, it's good. Good for a laugh. All the kids are all waving at him and stuff. So, you know, it'll wear thin, that one, Will. You'll have to come up with a new one. You'll have, because the kids will get bored of the post box one. They'll have to do like something off a cereal box, like Frosty the Tiger. What's his name? Terry the Tiger? I don't know what his name is. Or the Honey Monster. That's a good one. Anyway, if we didn't have it bad enough already, Asian hornets, Asian invasion, and I'm not talking racism, Asian hornets are invading the UK. And they could cost us millions of pounds. The insects which can kill with a single sting. Fucking hell, I've not even read this. The insects which can kill with a single sting are having a devastating impact on Britain's already dwindling honeybee population. Ah, they're going after the honeybees. So they're killing us by fucking stealth, or they're doing it another way around. They're not actually killing us directly. Saying that, they probably could kill us. There's probably a lot of people, I bet, who with ill health again, if they get stung by one of them, could fucking take you out of the game as well, wouldn't it? Fucking crazy. I tell you what, but you just, if you think about all these things, you really would be like somebody who won't leave the house. You know, all this stuff is like getting on top, you know, you start really getting too nervous about stuff. Obviously, you've got to be careful about, you know, the way that you fucking, we're living at the moment and stuff, but there's a million ways to fucking go, you know. You'll be too busy, like, hand sanitising your hands, walking down the street and walk out in front of a fucking bus and then get stung by a hornet while you're on the floor taking your last, you know, you just wake up and you're just about to survive and all of a sudden the hornet comes down and stings you and then you're out and you're gone. But yeah, so that's not good, is it? So how many's coming? Swarms, I think. I don't know how many. I haven't got time to read it, so you have to check that story if you've got any interest. What's it called? Cheap throwaway clothes are now the biggest danger to the environment and after fucking coronavirus. That's a danger to the environment. Well, actually, that's probably going to be a fucking good for the environment if it wipes out fucking, or, you know, people can't fly the planes and it's having a good effect on the environment, a shit effect on us, you know. But anyway, so animals numbers, you know, if we're stuck indoors for like a year, imagine like all the animals, they'd probably be like fucking multiplying left, right and centre. It'd probably become, you know, like the planet of the apes, planet of the tigers, planet of the elephants. Their old numbers will all start booming and we're all stuck in the house. As long as everybody's safe, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Anyway, but the clothes are a big threat to the environment. And the shit, most of them are fucking proper shit. You know what I mean? All that cheap clothes. Just, you know, and I'm fussy with a lot of clothes anyway. Man, I wouldn't want to wear fucking something from a shop where there's about 10 million other people who've got exactly the same top on. Imagine, because you walk into a pub and everybody's like, oh, and you just spot it straight away and everyone's like, oh, don't look now, but that guy's got the same fucking top on as me. It would just wind you up, especially women. You know, women are like with dresses, and they're like, imagine there's five people all with the same dress on. Can't do it, can you? You know, the odd plain T-shirt and stuff, maybe. But anyway, it's like furniture. The people churning out furniture left, right, and centre. If you didn't fucking if they never made any more clothes or furniture or whatever, there's plenty of it in the world to last fucking a lifetime anyway. So upcycling and Why don't you get into vintage clothes and all that? You know what I mean? Fuck all this making new clothes until all the clothing that's available is gone. You know, because everyone will be all into vintage clothing and that. Everyone will look cool as fuck. And next thing you know, you've solved the problem with slave trade, clothing issues, you know, cheap clothes. All that's got to be ferried about. You're doing some good for the environment. And everyone's going to look the business at the same time, but all look like fucking narcos. Anyway, that's food for thought. Heidi High, Sue Pollard was once met. Remember Heidi High? I only pulled it out just to say Heidi High. Heidi High, the holiday park program, Butlins or something. When it, the traditional English holiday was fucking the campsites around England, and Heidi High was set in one of the campsites. And Heidi High star Sue Pollard was once mounted by a randy horse while dressed as a pantomime nag. That's the X-rated version, I think. When they used to make X-rated, that's the porn version of Heidi High, I think. And the fucking animal porn. What's it called? They used to fucking that. Them kind of films used to be. You used to hear about them when you were at school. Someone would go, "Have you seen that film? So and so has been talking about. It's got fucking people shagging horses and that in it." Go, "No, I haven't. And I don't want to. I've not even seen fucking real people shag yet, let alone fucking see somebody shagging a horse. I'm only 13 or 14, but you'd always hear about it, like the under-the-counter videos that come from. That was the days of videos, wasn't it? You know, people would find, I think what it would come from, people would find them in their parents' fucking cupboards and whatnot. Anyway, not in my house. I never saw them. I just heard of them, all rumours. But if you fucking see it all on the internet now anyway, then yeah, you don't even want to see it, and someone will just fucking force it in front of you because it'll just pop up on your timeline somewhere or in a WhatsApp group. I've had some shit pop up in WhatsApp groups that I would never ever choose to look at off my own bat. Cats must be kept indoors if owners of coronavirus symptoms. Cats must be kept indoors. That's because the tiger's got it, hasn't he? Tiger's caught coronavirus. So animals can get it as well. It can't just be just cats. It must be dogs as well. So catting and like that, they're going to have to stay indoors. And because easy transmitter, because everybody loves to stroke a cat. I'm always fucking petting the cat. He'll definitely be out now. When there's sunny weather, he's always on this metal box at the end of the road. He likes to sleep on it because it's like radiates the heat, doesn't it? The metal. And he lies on there like the king of fucking, like the king of the road. He thinks he is, and everybody walks past or strokes him. So he'll be infecting everybody up and down. And cats were just having a were just having a new lease of life in Brighton because there was a cat killer, wasn't there? He killed about 30 or 40 cats. He's been caught, but you know, they've just been doing. Well, they've probably just been in quarantine for that. But people have been keeping their cats in because of this guy. And now they're just being let out, and now they fucking can be transmitters of coronavirus. So that ain't no good. Where am I going? There's going to be a Frankenstein museum. Britain's first Frankenstein museum is planned for the spot where author Mary Shelley wrote the Gothic novel. I tell you what, there's loads of people walk around like they've got fucking their head bolted on, and the fucking, you know, it'll be the brain dead. Not, you know what I mean, and they're real, they're born that way, and they're half the idiots who fucking don't know how to social distance, and the fucking idiots who were going around licking their fingers and wiping it on food in the supermarket. They've been caught, someone did it yesterday, and somebody must have grassed them up. They got them on the CCTV, and they fucking get done for terrorism charges. Mad, isn't it? Terrorism, once upon a time, you used to have to fucking, you know, be part, join a group, hate a load of people, fucking buy weapons, plan bombs, all that kind of stuff, really get involved. Now, you just have to be a thick fucking idiot who licks his fingers and wipes them on fucking bananas in the supermarket. Next thing you know, because that could kill somebody. And like, you know, and the thicko doesn't even think that far ahead. All he's thinking is, oh, wouldn't this be funny? And next thing you know, he's crying now in the cell. So if you are an idiot and you haven't, and you've just had your head bolted on, Think about it, because you know, but there's some people just like being inside. You know, there's an, I pulled out another thing here. There's a guy who they're calling him the Pigeon, Billy the Pigeon, because he's been back to prison, but he's like a career criminal. So, you know, he's back in prison for the 46th time, and they're calling Billy the Pigeon because he keeps coming home. He keeps being cooped up. So I don't know what his crimes are, but he can't be that bad if he's in, if he's back out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. You know, if he's fucking hardcore, you're in, and that's it, isn't it? So he must be a shoplifter or doing petty crime, but he must. Some people just like it, don't they? They like it. They come out for a bit, fuck around, and then have 2 week holiday, come out, have some sex and whatever, get pissed. Because I always remember when I had a friend who come out of Nick when we was on years ago. This is when we were young, like. But the first thing they'd do is want to go out and get fucking party, and everyone would be planning how so and so's getting out. We have a party. He wants to have a big drink up and whatever else. And they, next thing you know, sometimes they're fucking back in after that night because the night would go too wrong, and they'd end up getting nicked. Anyway, so I say some people like it, not for me. Again, more idiots. Bouncers have been hired to protect carers. Carers who are caring for old people in care homes have been spat at and abused by teenagers who are saying that they're carrying the disease and whatever else. Fucking, they're just thick, aren't they? You know what I mean? And they've had to hire bouncers, and they're like SWAT team. They are. They like fucking got all the gear on, and like the earpieces and the sunglasses, and probably got batons and everything ready. Because I think that's got to be a loophole, isn't it? You can batter anybody that could that's abusing care people who are caring for people, especially at this time. You've got to be like a loophole, or at least you know someone's going to turn a blind eye if you give them a fucking wallop. Or just embarrass them, bend them over your knee and spank their ass. But make sure there's a few people there watching that, making sure that you're spanking their ass for disciplinary reasons and not for, you know, they'll say you did it for something fucking sexual, won't they? So you've got to be careful. It's a minefield out there. You do the right thing and you get fucking, they'll flip it on you and you'll end up being the one accused. But yeah, that's all wrong. You know what I mean? They'll bring back the stocks. I said, fucking throw a lettuce at their head. Embarrass them. That's the only way to deal with people. Embarrass them. You know, because they like being inside, so you can't get them with that one. They show off to their mates. That's the like. So you can't get them with, like, you know, getting nicked because it's all kudos. So you just need to embarrass them. You know what I mean? Like, pull the trousers down and throw fucking rotten tomatoes at their ass. Or write, I'm a fucking idiot, on their ass. Take a photo and put it on their social media. The best is when the social media, when the police put a fucking picture up of you and everyone just takes the piss out of him. There was a guy in there the other day and he had one funny eye. His one eye was wonky. And everyone was saying, one eye in jail, the other one out on bail. So that was fucking cracking up, that did. And everyone was saying loads of funny things, taking the piss out of him. So he deserves it. Right, it's a short one tonight. I'm running out of fucking shit to say. There's a couple of ones there, but I've just skipped them because they were a bit dark, and I've gone off on a funnier tone, and I can't go back. About the, I'm going to say anyway, he's a con man. He deserves to have his fucking exactly all that. He deserves the fucking cane. This guy, he deserves the birch. What's all that stuff? I'll speak like the older people now. Bring back the birch. That's what you need. Fucking this guy who is con man who had a he's got a wife and kids and something, and he had a unsuspecting fiance separate, so he's already got a wife and kids separate, and he said he had a vasectomy. Next thing you know, she's ended up having a baby with him because he didn't have a vasectomy, and he's got another whole new life. And he said that he was a firefighter, and he'd been given £2 million by his mother, and they were going to open a boutique hotel together, and that he'd saved the kids from a burning building. That's what he was as a firefighter. What the fuck? The guy's like fucking. That's like coming out with the worst kind of lies. You know, the best of a bloke could be £2 million, firefighter saving lives, children's lives. And he said he had a vasectomy. And he hasn't told her about this whole other life. That is like fucking... He deserved to be scrubbed out. I'm sorry. I don't think anybody's going to miss him. Not even his imaginary mother with the imaginary £2 million. So he can disappear. He's been nicked anyway. Has he been nicked? I don't know. I should read these stories, really, shouldn't I? I'm going to assume he's been nicked. If he has been nicked, he needs to go down. Get Billy the Pigeon on him. Fucking kick his head in. Billy won't mind an extra few fucking months in there. He likes it. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave it there. Oh, I'm going to finish up on one more thing. This is another fighting talk. A historian has sparked uproar, claiming that the Cornish pasty, or the pasty, wasn't invented in Cornwall. That is fucking fighting talk in Cornwall. You know, that's their fucking... they love the Cornish pasty. That's like... that's all they are about. If they haven't got the Cornish pasty, they've got nothing. They're like... that's their favourite thing in the world. And you're coming out and telling them that they can't claim it and it's not them. I tell you what, he's going to get wiped out. They ain't going to have that. They're hiring a hitman as we speak. That guy is no longer going to be walking around. So he should have kept his mouth shut. That's like coming out and saying that fucking, you know, the governments have been covering up aliens. You know, those people that disappear. This historian ain't going to be around for long. Don't diss the Cornish pasty. Not unless you fucking blank your face like one of those situations with the mafia. You know, when you're talking, you're giving them up and the blank your face out and change your voice. So anyway, you're going to get away with it. Right, so I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. See you again tomorrow. See ya, bye.